Good morning and thank you for waiting. Welcome to C&A's conference call. Today, we have here with us Mr. Paulo Correa, CEO, Mr. Milton Lucato, CFO, the C&A Pay team, and the company's IR team. This conference is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After which, we will open the floor for questions, and at that time, further instructions will be given. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This conference call is being simultaneously translated into English for the convenience of the company's international investors. The conference is also being simultaneously broadcast online via webcast at ri.cna.com.br, where you can also find the corresponding slide presentation. Feel free to flip through the slides during the company's remarks. The replay will be available shortly after the end of the call. Before proceeding, let me mention that any forward-looking statements that are made during this conference call are based on the beliefs and assumptions of C&A's management and on the information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events, and therefore they depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that conditions related to the macroeconomic setting, the industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Paulo Correa, CEO, to start his presentation. Mr. Correa, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating in this conversation today. This is a very important moment for us in our history, in our journey post-IPO. You remember that since our IPO, the financial services I mentioned and the possibility of offering credit to our customers had always been one of our top priorities, one of the main growth levers of the company. And we are now signing a contract with our partner, Bradesco. We used to have a contract with them in the past, but the conditions were not ideal, considering what was competitive within our market and considering our possibilities. You all heard the material fact that was announced yesterday. We are very happy, and we feel very energized by the closing of this deal with our partner, Bradesco, and by this now very real possibility of starting December 1st, launching our C&A Pay product, which will provide us with the real opportunity to offer credit and to bring this credit offer to a much more competitive level and a much broader level than what we could do until today. This will, of course, create a lot of growth potential for the company. It will unlock the financial services lever for us, and that will clearly generate a very relevant additional value to the company and to our customers as well. We started preparing ourselves for this operation since the beginning of the year because we had always seen this huge potential, this great possibility of closing this deal. So the team that's here with us today is going to give you more details and more light about this journey. And we know that the level of quality and expertise that we were able to gather in this team will provide us with everything we need to execute this in a very innovative manner with a lot of confidence and a lot of safety. The execution risk is really low. And at the same time, we will be leveraging a great asset that we have in our company, which is our relationship program, Sei Aí Você, with more than 18 million subscribers. And this will be very important for us because not only do we have a very good level of understanding and knowledge about this customer base, which allows us to make more assertive decisions in all aspects, but we will also more and more we will connect the offer of financial services with our offer of services and fashion products to the same customer base. So this will allow us to realize all the potential that we have with the Sei Aí Você program. On the next slide, we have some details about the negotiation. We are buying back the right to offer financial products and services. And most interesting is that, and actually, that's why we are so excited about this negotiation as a whole, because our current customer base, the C&A Brothers Card customers, the current customers, will continue to be customers. They will continue to have their cards. So we won't have any negative impact whatsoever, any rupture of this customer base. And at the same time, we will offer our customers a smoother service without any type of rupture or disruption. As of December 2021, we will start offering our customers the C&A Pay service, and we will start a transition period. During this 2-year transition period, we will still have the C&A card, which is part of the partnership with Bradesco, and we will offer the new service, Sei A Pay. We expect that during this 2-year transition, the two products can coexist seamlessly, and we will be able to have a frictionless migration of our card customers to our new product, C&A Pay, which is now part of the C&A Você ecosystem. In terms of the payment format, this is also a very interesting part of this deal. Considering the context, the macroeconomic context that we are expecting for 2022 and the start of operations of Sei A Pay in December this year, we agreed that this buyback, which cost R$415 million, will be paid out in January 2023 at 112.5% of the CDI. This also provides us with a very positive in financial engineering so that we can build this journey throughout 2022 without any major impact or major challenge in terms of our cash management and payment management. So this is the general outline. This is the overview of what we just completed with our partner. And we are now embarking on a new journey. You're going to hear from the team that this journey will start on December 1st. We are entering the market with C&A Pay with a very high level of ambition and a very high level of management and planning, very solid planning, as you're going to hear from the team. So now I will hand it over to Brosti, our Financial Services and Operations VP, and he's going to give you more details about the team and about the partners involved in this new endeavor. Good morning, Paulo. Good morning, everyone. So let me start by introducing to you our team and their background. As you heard from Paulo, we started forming this team in the beginning of this year. So very briefly, I will talk about my background. My career started in Citibank here in Brazil, in everything related with credit. Then I worked for Citicard in New York, also in credit. I was in charge of the Puerto Rico portfolio. Then I joined Banco IB, and that's when I started working with retail, going through credit and loan products, card products. In 2009, I joined CNA, and that's when I started working with everything related with production. And I had the chance of learning about all the angles of these financial operations. I'd also like to introduce to you Levi Fonseca. Levi Fonseca joined our team. He has many years of experience in the financial world. For many years, he was a part of the Unibanco Itaú Group. And then he started a company that was then sold to the bank. In the last 9 years, he worked with funds in Unidas and he helped Unidas with their case. He has very good entrepreneurship experience and is adding a lot of expertise to our team. We also have Felipe, our credit head. Felipe joined the team to work with retail credit. So he worked for Quero-Quero, a very well-recognized company in this field. Then he also worked for Lojas da Avenida, which is a similar market to our market, and also Lage, where he structured the financial services unit, always focusing on funds with very strong financial discipline to be able to help us now with this new venture of ours. We have Leandro Furlan's more than 20 years experience in planning. He worked for Banco Bradesco. He has a lot of expertise in modeling and governance controls, which is very important for us. We have Murilo Cian. Murilo Cian is in products. He worked for Unibanco and went through the integration with Banco Itaú. He's been with us for 3 years now, and he focuses on a very important content for this transition. And Zena, our marketing person, she worked for Nubank, for Pan, and she's very experienced in the digital dimension, which is very important for our products, digital channels, digital interaction. And she is the last piece of this team, this very good, dedicated team. On the next slide, we have some information about our governance regarding risk and credit. All the policies are already input in our system and operational. We're using the Neurotech engine to be able to come up with this design. And we already have the lifetime value calculation to define optimal risk cutoffs. And as you heard from Paulo, we have to understand the lifetime value of our customers so that we can best define the cutoff point. We are using multiple bureaus, including the positive registration, the positive registry to start our operations. And we are using Unico, that recently bought CreditBem, for the anti-fraud dimension, which will also greatly decrease the risks involved in these operations, considering that we are using digital channels. In terms of modeling, we modeled our customer base with the bureaus that are working with us. So the design of our credit policy is based on BackPass. And for collection, we also have all our policies already defined and prepared for the risk of this operation. So we are fully ready to start. And in addition to what you see on this chart, we are also forming a risk committee within the company, which will monitor on a monthly basis the appetite for risk, the performance of the customer base, closely with the top management of the company, which will further improve the quality of this work. We also have an ecosystem of qualified partners who have been with us from conception, partners such as BCG, Xfera, BTG Pactual, have been crucial for the design and conception of this product, the structuring of the product, and everything related with the legal aspects of the creation of this company. In structuring, we also counted on partners like Pierce, FFC for insurance. And from the operation standpoint, we will be working with Conductor, a very well-known company in the market, very solid company. Our credit engine is Neurotech. We have Boa Vista and Serasa as our bureaus. We have Unico as our anti-fraud partner. We have Clocktech as our integrator for insurance. So this is just a brief overview of our partners, just to show you that we are going into this very well supported. And now I'm going to give you more details about CNA Pay itself. So what is CNA Pay? CNA Pay is a new experience. It is a 100% digital product. And when we say 100% digital, it means there's no plastic, there's no paper bills. It will be a 100% mobile-based application. We are already running a pilot, and the adherence time is until now less than 5 minutes. This is very important for our ambition to expand our customer base and to bring to this base not only customers that are seeking credit, but also customers that want a superior experience with CNA. There's no annual fee, so we don't have any entry barriers, and there's benefits for purchases. With all this, we truly expect a good penetration in our CNA Você customer base, and CNA Pay already has a strong connection with our loyalty and relationship program. You already enter our program in the best tier of the program with a lot of benefits. So we truly think that CNA Pay is here to improve the customer journey with our stores, so customers will have a superior experience with CNA Pay. Now, a little bit more about the launch process. You already heard from Paulo, but I'm going to give you more details. So we are planning to have a transition period. We planned this with our partner, and I think it's worth noting and giving you some more information because this is a very important part of the process. In order to ensure continuity and a smoothless transition, we will maintain the current accounts valid for 2 more years. Next year, we will keep producing the cards, and then we will start production of the CNA Pay. CNA Pay will be a product that will be used within CNA, and it will be sold together with the CNA card. This will allow us to increase the credit granted to our customers. And of course, it's worth noting that our credit appetite in retail with this internal use card will be higher than with the current card. So in addition to offering two different products to the customers, for some customers, we will offer a product. For new customers, we will offer a product that we didn't have before. Also, we are working with a base of pre-approved customers from our CNA Você program. So we are already starting with a relevant base of pre-approved customers for the subscription process. On the next slide, we talk a little bit about the future. Right now, our major focus is to get CNA Pay to start running. But this ambition goes beyond this first year, and it comprises other products such as withdrawals, insurance, credit card, digital purchases, loans. In other words, it will be a complete ecosystem based on our view that we had 3 years ago when we started building our loyalty and relationship program, and now CNA Pay is here to make it even stronger. So this is what we wanted to share with you today, and we can open for questions now. We are now starting our Q&A session. We will take questions from investors and analysts. If you want to ask a question, please press star one on your touch phone. If at any time your question is answered, you can press star two to remove yourself from the queue. Questions will be answered in the order they are received. We kindly ask that you pick up your handset when asking your question to provide optimum sound quality. The first question is from Ruben Couto, Santander.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my question. Can you give us an estimate? Do you have any internal estimate after the introduction of C&A Pay? How much will it be able to reach in terms of the share of your total sales that will come from this new initiative? Will you be able to reach the 40-45% that we see in your competitors? Do you think this is feasible, and how long will it take for you to reach that level?
Hi, Ruben. Thank you for your question. The answer is yes, we do believe that we will reach those levels. And the second answer is also yes. If we consider the flow of people in our stores, the traffic of people in our stores, and we consider this flow for the conversion rates and the conversion rates, which are very similar to what's reported by our competitors, we believe that in 4 or 5 years, we will be able to reach that level of share. However, we think that with this rapid evolution of the digital world and all the actions that we're taking in our company, this product is already digital native and very focused on digital channels. So what do I mean with that? I mean that we will use the customers that have already subscribed to our loyalty program, and we will help them not only inside our stores, but also outside our stores through the other channels that we have, and these channels will be an accelerator of this process. So we will launch the C&A Pay product now, and if these channels continue to perform as they have been performing and as we believe they will perform, we have a forecast to be able to reach those levels in 3 years, depending on the level of adherence.
Thank you.
The next question is from Daniela Eiger, XP Investimentos.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. First, I want to understand how this transition will take place with Bradesco. I understand that you're not disconnecting all cards immediately, so this is going to be done gradually. I want to understand better how you're going to do this phase out in the coming years with Bradesco. And also, I'd like to hear from you how you see the delinquency scenario and how this is going to be reflected on the P&L of the company. I understand that initially the impact will be D0 on the P&L. And then moving forward, I want to understand how this will impact your P&L, considering that you work with lower socioeconomic classes.
Hello, Danny. This is Levi. Okay, about the transition with Bradesco, a very important concern that we had was not to destroy any value in this transition and not to affect negatively our customers. The Bradesco product that we currently have will keep operating exactly as it is. We will continue to sell this product in our stores, so that customers can have the option to have a product that also works outside the store, but the two products will be offered at the same time. So it will be the customer's decision, which product or if both products meet their needs. And even customers that already have the card can also subscribe to C&A Pay. So this was one of our top concerns, to maintain the level of service and even improve the level of service without destroying any value in this transition. And the second part of your question about the default rates, as we said, we're working with different bureaus, and one of the dimensions of these partnerships is that we will receive a monthly report, a rescored base of pre-approved customers with an update about each of the taxpayer IDs. So what does this mean in practice? That we will start with a certain customer base, and every month, based on their performance, whether there's any deterioration or not, this customer base will vary in volume. And based on the new customers, if needed, and also depending on the region, we can adjust the cutoff points. We think this design that we came up with is very flexible and very in line with what's happening currently in the market. And if that is a deterioration above what we expect, we can react very quickly. And since a great part of our customer base will come from pre-approved customers from CNA Você, the risk portion is better controlled. We can choose some of the risk. The through-the-door population that comes into our stores will have a smaller share, about 30%. So right now, we will be able to better control the risk by using this process.
Thank you. Very clear. Thank you, and congratulations for this transaction.
The next question is from João Soares, Citibank.
Good morning. Thank you for this call. I have two questions. The first question is, can you share with us how much is your approval rate right now? I remember that during the IPO, the Bradesco approval rate in 2015-14 was over 30%, but then it dropped sharply during the pandemic. I'm sure it dropped even more. So I'd like to understand what is the gap today, and this has to do with the question that you answered previously. And my second question is about your current CNA card. So what will this card look like? Will it be a physical card, a digital card? What is the plan for this card from now on? Thank you, João, for the question. The approval rate for the card today varies, as we said, depending on the banks, but it is about 18% for the card, for the CNA card, which is the current partnership. Our simulation is to use the customer base of the pre-approved customer base at a rate about double that rate. We should have a much faster penetration of this customer base by working with pre-approved customers. And from the standpoint of the card, we will maintain the Bradescard CNA card, and we will now offer another product, which is the 100% digital CNA Pay. Now, over the course of next year, 2022, we will be looking to migrate people to our digital product. So just like we have the CNA Pay, the card will also be more digital, but we also have other credit modalities that are now arising, such as buy now, pay later, and the design of these modalities will be better assessed next year. That's why we can't give you many details right now. We have to wait until next year.
Thank you.
The next question in English comes from Andrew Ruben, Morgan Stanley.
Hi, thank you very much for the question. I was wondering if you could provide a bit more color on the data you have, what, if any, you can take over from the current partnership, and a bit more color on the consumer data that you already have today through the loyalty program. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew, for your question. I'll start with the second part of your question. What we have in terms of information in this program is that all customers in our program, when they buy with us, whether online or offline, we captured that transaction. So we have a purchase pattern in terms of frequency, what they buy, the payment methods they use, how many installments they wish to pay in. So this is important information that was added to the information from the bureau, positive and negative information, so that we can build our credit engine. And in respect to the information from the current partnership, I'm going to give you some information, and if you need more, I know if you need more details, you'll let us know. But today, we have about 2.5 million active customers in the current partnership. So these are customers that we will maintain during the two-year transition period. And inside CNA, according to the Brazilian laws, we can't have access to relationship data, but we have all the personal data, the demographic and the basic data, for example, address. And since the penetration of CI Você in this customer base was about 70%, this provided us with the rest of the information. So as we said, our understanding is that in the next 2 years, we will have a good penetration of this customer base into CNA Pay, which will ensure continuity with no impact and no value loss. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch phone. This question and answer session is now closed. I will now hand it back to Mr. Paulo Correa for his final remarks. Mr. Correa, you may proceed. So once again, thank you all for participating today in this very important announcement in the CNA journey. And on Friday, we will have our quarterly results conference call, and I hope you can join us. Thank you. This CNA conference call is now finished, and thank you for participating. Have a great day.